going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Pete's Becker side shot in, and that one missed wide as it looked like Primo was down and out. A puck back at the right point, kept in out to the near side for Rusek. Drops it back up top, long shot, they score this time just barely, but it is under the crossbar, in and out, and the average score on the power play.
The scenes in Rochester Wednesday night, that is Don Stevens. The Amerks took the lead but would lose to Laval 5-4 in the first game, best of five. Joining us now on the West Her Hotline to talk about the Amerks is Kevin Oklubja, longtime friend of ours. It did not occur to me until today that there's a horse race to talk about, Kevin. I'm sure you're good for a Preakness question at some point here, too.
Sure, why not? Why not?
Why not? I mean, two great subjects, the Amerks and the Triple Crown races.
Absolutely, and there used to be a time when the Amherst would run concurrently with the Triple Crown season.
Well, you know, here we are in the playoffs. Right. Last year, pretty good too.
They got a chance to do it this year. Then,
yeah. How do you like their chances in this round?
I don't like them at all.
Not at all. All right, thanks for being on, Kevin.
Great,
great to catch up with
you. Winner in the horse race, and we're done here.
I think Laval is really good. Well, yeah, I'm not saying the Amherst aren't, a very, very good team, but I just think Laval's a really good team. They have size, they have speed, whereas Syracuse had some big forwards who could get it on top of the D. They weren't all that mobile. Like, this team is fast, and they have mobility, and, the Amherst D is mobile, but Laval can keep up with them. They can, I don't think it's a good matchup.
With the name Rocket, you'd better be able to skate.
That's right. And they have some guys who can – shoot some rockets from the point like Mayu. So it's a good matchup, but the regular season was 6-2 in favor of Laval, and I don't think that was far from – there's not that great a difference between the teams, but there's a reason Laval won the season series that definitively.
This sounds a little bit similar to how the Amherst season ended. It might have been the year before last when they made it – they went on a bit of a run but ran into Hershey. And Hershey had like a bunch of grown men with big beards. I feel like they were big, mean, and tough.
Yeah, that's a good way to. Yeah, that's a good matchup. I'm not sure. Well, I mean, there's some experience on Laval as well, but they're not that seasoned like Hershey was. I think it's pretty similar to when they ran into Laval, in 2022. I think that would be a pretty good comparison. That was just a bigger, faster, stronger team, and the Amherst had a great. Upset of Utica in the first round and weren't able to get past Laval because they just weren't as good. And I I sense that's probably the case, you know, this year. Maybe game one was an aberration. It's not an aberration, but, you know, maybe they make adjustments. We've certainly all seen that. We've seen teams get blown out in game one of a series and win the series. So this was a one-goal game. Didn't feel like a one-goal game. I mean, it was, but it just didn't seem like there was any question Laval would score when, you know, when they needed to.
Do you feel like, with that in mind here, that the Amerks, maybe much like the Sabres, aren't physically what they need to be to really go on a run in the playoffs here? Maybe an organizational thing that they just don't have that type of player.
That's been true for how many of their
50-some
years of existence, too?
that's certainly a very good point. That's really what it is. I mean, they have some very highly skilled, you know, top-end prospects, but they're pretty much all the same. So if you look at the team, like, they just don't have – I keep thinking, well, if Buffalo makes the playoffs, maybe they make it this year, maybe – or next year. Maybe they – if they'd made it this year, if they made it last year, whatever it may be, and put them up against Vegas, put them up against Florida – that's just a bad matchup.
Yeah.
Like, those are not good matchups. Put them up against Dallas. Those are bad matchups. Granted, if you're putting them up against Dallas or Vegas, you're in the finals. But, you know, kind of the teams I'm looking at that just, you know, they don't match up well there.
Kevin, how about Devin Levi? It sounded like he had a fine season. The Sabres will have a decision to make on him, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's proven he can play, and he can play in the NHL. Will he be a star there? I don't know. I don't see him as a Ryan Miller yet. But I, you know, the year he had and some of the games he had against Syracuse in that quick short series, I mean, he shut out a team twice in the playoffs. That's a pretty rare feat in this league and for this franchise. So, you know, I like him. I think he's cleaned up some things. There aren't a lot of bad goals, as many as there were last year. I think he has a future. What they do, they have, again, there's decisions to make in a lot of places, but more goalies coming in and, you know, the incumbent and now him seemingly showing he's ready to move up next year. It's a good question what they do.
Yeah, I was wondering. I don't want to be done talking about the series and the Amerks here, Kevin, but I wonder if it feels at this point like it would be a disappointment, maybe to the organization, if not certainly to Levi, if he doesn't establish himself in the NHL next fall.
Yeah, I mean, with the year he had here, I mean, he certainly deserves the chance. Now, if he goes up there and doesn't play well, then okay, he still can come back here, but he needs to be given that chance because he's proven he deserves it. Maybe, you know, training camp shows that as well. But you know, I'm not going to tell the front office what to do. I've done that for 30 years and they never listen. So I'm not going to, you know,
keep trying. Don't give up, Kevin. They need all the help they can get. They need all the help they can get.
Don't give up, Kevin. We need you. We all need you. Come through.
Well, who else is coming now, right? I'm sorry if you're not ready for that. I feel like there's a potential crowd coming in the crease.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, I didn't even look it up. Okay. I'm sorry.
Same here. I thought they signed a couple guys. One of the European guys they is ready to come over, and so like there could be another guy they want to sort of give a pretty decent role to in Rochester, and Levi staying behind maybe could complicate that for them organizationally.
Right. Or is he ready to be a backup? Or does he split with UPL? Things they have to, you know, decide. And you know, it's one of many questions they have.
Yeah. So, how have you found him experiencing being down there?
He has embraced it as well as you possibly can. He's totally into it. He speaks highly of the city. He can't say enough good things when it comes to, you know, talking about the fans or when he's on the mic as the first star after a game. He went into the playoffs with a newly designed, you know, helmet mask with all Rochester themes. So, you know, that I think says he's all in. Mm-hmm. He has been all in, and you know, that's important. You can't just, you know, even last year he said, this is my team. I'm here. This is my team now. Yeah, I was in Buffalo, but I'm here for a reason and let's take care of that. So, you know, I've been impressed with his ability to, you know, to handle that. And just the way he has matured, and I don't want to say matured, but just shown, I'm an Amherst and that's why I'm here. I'm an Amherst. Let's get this done.
Definitely not sulking, which is what you want.
And he really never did. So,
Good.
But you know, just very much, like I said, embracing the city and what it's about and the fans and, you know, he's by far the most popular player here.
Has he got a golf course on that mask? I mean, Rochester's a great golf town.
He does not. I did a story on it as the playoffs were about to start, or maybe it was after game one. It might've been after game one. It was so long ago. My gosh.
That's right, 13 like days off will do that to you.
Last winter.
Right.
But he's got the Amherst moose, and the moose is holding like a bubble tea and tacos. and as I wrote, who knew that a moose had hands? But this moose does. The bubble tea, like he said, he and a bunch of the players, you know, a bunch of his teammates go for bubble tea every now and then, and in his words, love that stuff. They have Taco Tuesday at the rink every Tuesday, so he, you know, put a couple of those things on. The back of his mask is the front of the hotel where he stayed all year here. He just kind of one of those extended stay hotels.
Yep.
Made it easier than renting an apartment, and you know that's on the back of his mask. And the other side, is Ryan Miller, and then one of the equipment guys.
All right.
Who once got in the stick or in the shooting room downstairs and played goal and was a high school goalie. And you know, that kind of shows how much he's embraced the team.
Yeah.
When he's got the assistant equipment guy or locker room attendant on his mask.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Kevin, 14 years without the playoffs for the Sabres. It really does blow your mind. The NHL has never
happened. It's impossible.
It just seems like it should be impossible. It's never happened.
I was going to say that's more improbable than a team going 50 some years without a Stanley Cup or 60 some or whatever the Leafs are at now. But
yes,
that's not possible either. And it's in a league that had whatever 12 teams at the time and since then it's crazy. How can you go 14 years without making the playoffs?
Do you have any sort of big, knowing that you're not going to call the front office and give them your advice? We've established that. But do you have some sort of like big picture mode of attack for the Sabres? Like blow it up, ride it out, something else?
I don't think blow it up. But I do think they have enough high quality prospects that there are teams that need skill forwards. Move a couple. Find a deal. Owen Power's a big guy. He's the type of defenseman they need as far as size goes, but he doesn't play that big. So how many, like, Can you foresee that team with that defense getting past a Florida or those, you know, teams that just come at you relentlessly and pound and pound and pound? I can't. So they have to, they need that type of D, I think, and they need that type of forward or three.
Who do you like in the race tomorrow?
I do like the Derby favorite. It's a field that isn't the greatest of fields, but journalism.
You're biased, though. You're biased. Journalism. Well, like, of course you're going to like journalism.
Yeah. The fact that he got beat, well, you know, it's kind of a it's an industry that's in trouble or has been, you know, suffering. So, yeah. But I do like journalism. However, I like the 8 Clever again, probably equally. Prep Race was really good. Didn't go in the Derby. Jose Ortiz gets off Sandman, the 7, to ride the 8. I think that says, you know, I think that says something too.
That's the second mention of the 8 today.
Two for the 8.
Right.
Very good. Good luck, Kevin.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if they run 1-2 in either order.
What number is journalism? 2?
He's the 2.
Very good. You got to say the. It's like how we say the 190.
Horse
racing experts put the in there. That's to be noted. Kevin.
Very good point. Yes.
Great to talk to you again. Thanks for your time.
Wait. Absolutely. Have a great one, guys.
Before you hang up, where can we read you?
Oh, he's gone.
Spitting Chiclets, he's been there.
No, Pick and Splinters. Pick and Splinters is where you can find Kevin. Yeah.
Is it that bad to mix those up?
No. No.
It sounds like pretty much the same thing.
With Owen here running the stream today, he asked me before we left home, like, I asked him, do you want me to send you our guest list? And I'm like, could we have a couple of harder names to spell, please, between Panionovich and Oklubja?
I
had to Google stuff to just copy and paste because I'm like, I am not going to spell these names right. And so why did I start bringing this up?
The website,
right. I almost typed in Spit and Chiclets when I was sending the text to him, and I remembered, oh, yeah, Pick and Splinters.
Owen preparing. How adorable. Remember that? Remember those days preparing for the show? I barely do anymore. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, at 803-0550. This is WGR.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America. Yeah.